This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting this morning, Senator John Kerry has placed a phone call to President Bush today. He has privately conceded the election to the president. Public announcements from both men are expected later today. Joining us now is NPR political editor Ken Rudin, who was up all night helping us to cover this thing and remains, well, you look sort of awake there, Ken. Good morning.
I am.
Did John Kerry have any choice here?
Well, obviously, he wrestled with what happened 4 years ago. They looked back at how close Florida was, how close the 2000 election was, and watched how Al Gore and the Democrats just wrestled for basically 36, 37 days whether to concede or not. Obviously, they didn't want to put the country through that kind of agony and angst, and plus the fact that, more importantly, I think the votes that they were hoping to see in Ohio were just not there.
Now, let's move over to the president's side. Juan Williams used the word mandate, said that Bush's campaign is using the word mandate to describe what the president has won here. Does this amount to a mandate for President Bush?
Well, look, if you look at the last three presidential elections, you had Bill Clinton twice winning with under 50%. You had Al Gore, whoever won in 2000, and it was under 50%. 51% at this point, this looking at it right now, looks like a landslide to me. So whether it's a mandate, who knows? The fact is that the country was divided after the 2000 election. They certainly were divided going into the final stretches of this campaign, given the war, the economy, the war on terror as well. So 51% at this point looks like a mandate.
Although it then raises the question that is raised with a lot of second-term presidents, which is a mandate for what? There were there's jokes on an insider political newsletter today referring to the second-term agenda of President Bush, if there is one. Has this president laid out a fundamental change in direction for the country in the next 4 years, or is it mainly this message of stay the course?
Well, obviously, I don't think a change of direction is what George Bush was talking about, because, again, this is George Bush's war in Iraq. This is George Bush's economy. This is George Bush's tax cuts, things like that. What I heard so much about was whether there's dissatisfaction or appreciation of Bush's record, it was whether John Kerry basically supplied a viable alternative. And I heard so many people saying that I'm unhappy about X, Y, or Z, but John Kerry doesn't do it for me. And, you know, I think this is what showed. The fact is that the Kerry campaign had to spend precious minutes at the end of the campaign in Detroit, in African-American neighborhoods, gave me the sense that the base was not firmed up, as given the fact that what was happening in the country.
I'm reminded of some public comments during the campaign by Karl Rove, the president's senior political advisor. Rove's opinion was that John Kerry had not given voters a positive reason to vote for him. It sounds like you agree with that analysis.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that or not. I'm just saying that it's debatable whether the voters saw that a lot. Look at all the Senate seats that in the South, basically a clean sweep for the Republicans. And I don't know if it was Bush coattails as much as it was that a lot of Democrats simply did not want John Kerry campaigning with them. Brad Carson in Oklahoma thought they have a good shot there, but was running well behind the Republicans. George Bush carried Oklahoma overwhelmingly. Bush carried Alaska overwhelmingly and gave Tony Knowles, the Democrat, no choice, no chance. So it seems like, you know, again, the stereotype of a Democrat from Massachusetts, which is, you know, what plagued Michael Dukakis in 1988, seemed to come through as far regarding coattails and John Kerry.
A couple of other matters. Getting back to this question of a mandate, how much power, as you see it, will the president have to push his program, say a reform of Social Security, for example, through Congress, given that a few more Republicans will be on board in both houses?
Well, you do have Republicans gaining seats in both the House and Senate, but of course, as we know, Democrats, as long as the Democrats have at least 40 seats, that is keeping the Republicans from the 3/5 margin where they can basically ram through anything. Democrats will stand up to either a successor to William Rehnquist if they find him objectionable,
Supreme Court
decision announcements, or any kind of program that pushes the Republican agenda forward. Democrats, they may not get their agenda through, but they can certainly stop what they object about the president.
And one other thing, this is a tough one, just 24 hours after the voting, but do you feel like you've learned anything about the electorate from the results that have come in?
Well, that's a good question, because all along we kept talking about hearing about all these millions and millions of young people who are going to come out and push John Kerry over the top. That doesn't seem to have happened. We talked about more enthusiasm in the African-American community than we ever saw before. But again, Bush did better among black voters than any Republican in recent memory. So for all the things we expected to come in on November 2nd, here we are November 3rd, seeing that it may not have panned out.
Ken, really appreciate your insights over the last day.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
NPR's Ken Rudin talking to us after John Kerry conceded the presidential election to President Bush.